We have much to be thankful for here in Hope Church, haven't we? Since the turn of the year, God has really been blessing us with salvations, with healings, with deliverance. Amen? Where's the amens on those? And new growth, new people coming into our fellowship and growing in their faith. So I thought it would be good for a few minutes for people to have the opportunity to thank God for something. And perhaps to give their testimony, a very brief testimony, if they feel like what God's done for them in recent times. So, who's going to be brave enough to put their hands up and I'll come with a microphone and just give thanks to God for something he's been doing? I've got a hand up there. It went up, it's pushed up by Richard, I think. Can you introduce yourself? And then...
Hello, my name's Ryan. Hello, Hope Church. A brief testimony. I could go on for ages. Basically, before, I was addicted to all the bad things in life. And God revealed himself to me when I first prayed. I was in a prison cell. And I ran out of press-ups. So I thought, do you know what? I might as well pray. So I'm praying away. I've ran out of press-ups and my chest is really sore. So I started praying, and everything went silent, and then shortly after that, I got released. And I was in the middle of London, and no one knew where I was. I was away for 3 days, and it was crazy. But when I walked out, I got this overwhelming feeling. The sun was shining, and I looked up, and I think, oh, God's got me here. And And then as I was walking along the street, I used to smoke. I didn't want to smoke. I was giving out my cigarettes to the homeless, thinking I was doing a good thing. And so that's how when God first reveals himself to me. I don't know why, but I just had to share that bit. And so I was always 1 foot in out the door. I don't know if you remember me. I used to put my hood up and sit in that back corner over there, crying most of the way through the service, feeling guilty, but actually I've stuck to it now, and now I'm hungry, like so hungry. Yeah, praise God. So yeah, I'm really, really hungry. And there's so many things. When I first got saved, I was like, oh, I'm gonna run marathons, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And Damien said, oh yeah, just live in the moment. Do you know what I mean? Just let it. But I was just like, yeah, I'm going to run this marathon. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it was quite. And I'm still like that now, as you can probably tell. So thank you. Sorry, I was a bit long, wasn't it?
Isn't it great?
So if you don't know, I'm about to preach in a little while. But you're Ryan, are you Ryan? Yeah, so when I was praying about coming today, I had a word about somebody who'd been in prison, and God was saying, I don't see you as a person with a past today, I see you as a person with a future. And that's his word for you. Yeah.
I want to thank God because I know that he knows every detail, and he's bothered about every detail. Most of you know that David and I are hoping to move house, and there had been a hold up, and we poured it out to God because we were getting humanly angry. And you know what? Within a day of us just pouring out and saying, we're going to have to stop this and withdraw our house, the person who's buying our house rang up my husband at 9 o'clock on Friday morning to apologize for not speaking the truth. Now, if that's not God, I don't know what is. But what he also gave us, he told us the truth, and he told us what the holdup was, which means we've got two more people to pray for, and I know that God will work in there. So we just give the praise and the glory to God.
Anybody else want to share this morning?
Hi, just a quick, I probably should have done this a few weeks ago, but maybe it was for now. Some of you may know that quite a few years ago, I went through the journey of breast cancer, and praise God, I came through. The beginning of the year, I had another scare, and it took me on a deeper journey again with God. And we need to stand here really and testify to the truth, because it did get close. It did get really close to the bone this time. I went from you know, mammograms and ultrasounds to there's something to let's do a biopsy to it's all clear, however, there is still something. And it was at that point really where I felt that I've been here before, it's back, isn't it? And really because of so many brothers, sisters here that just came round again and went, Jane, God has you. The steadfastness of my husband that said, Jane, it's not happening. He has too much for us. It is not coming back. Don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. You know, God has you. And he did have me. And he did have us. There's much more to our story than that. But that's not for today. But today is about praising God. Because that final time when we walked in, and I will be honest with you, I cracked. Those few days before I went for my results, I was battling with, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That's where I was at. And I in myself thought, I need to be prepared. If you're saying, Jane, I want to take you back on this journey, I need to be prepared to accept that. But deep down, I'm saying, Jesus, no, please not again. Please not again. I believe you. I believe your promises, whatever that answer is. And, you know, it was a no. It was a puzzled no, though, from the consultants. And that's where we know the glory goes to God, because there was healing in that time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Colin.
Just something that I wasn't intending. I didn't even know the opportunity was going to come. I didn't know the opportunity was going to come to say anything. But something was on my heart, and I'm very poetic in my manner and my writing, and so I get caught up a lot in the songs that we sing. You've heard me say, you know, we're not just singing for singing's sake. You know, we're singing because the songs mean something to us. And earlier on, the picture of the... We were singing a song, and it was talking about an anchor being there in the storm. And I saw that as almost like Jesus dropping anchor. And when I stepped into this fellowship for the first time, I was in a bit of a stormy place, kind of like I don't believe a full stop, but a comma in my life and ministry. And I just saw almost a picture of Jesus pulling. You know, when a boat wants to move, the anchor's got to come up. And that's kind of what happened at that time, you know, with Pastor Damien, the teaching, the love of this church. Don't underestimate the love of this church. It's amazing. It's really great. And so I got a picture when I was singing that song of Jesus lifting up the anchor, but then guess what happens? The wind comes, and it says about the wind in my sails. And something's happening different. It's been happening gradually over time since I've been worshipping here. But when, was it Frank? Frank said something earlier about stepping out. And then I want to couple that with a word that Damien gave again some while back now about being naturally supernaturally natural or supernaturally natural. And that's just my testimony at the moment, is that I want to just be saying to the Holy Spirit, do you know what? I'm saved, I'm loved, but will you fill me? Will you fill my sails? And do you know what? When God fills your sails, it's up to him the direction he sends you in. Yeah, you can no longer go, I'm doing this. And I was in a bit of a place where I was going, I'm going to do this. I need it to be fashioned to how Colin likes to do things. But what the Holy Spirit was saying, no, it doesn't work like that. It's my wind, it's the Holy Spirit, and I will send you where I send you. So at the moment, being in Corby, I live in Market Harborough, but I'm in Corby most of the time. And I just feel like God's lending me to that place where you just have to be supple and ready and tell people about Jesus wherever you are and wherever you're going. To me, that's a picture of the wind of the Spirit. Bless you.
Thank you, Colin.
Hi, everybody. My name's Scott. I wasn't going to stand up, but Damon pointed the finger and says, get up. So, and I'm saying to myself, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear. I've been coming to this church for about a year and a half now. And I've never cried so much in my life. Nearly every Sunday I'm here and I'm bubbling, sitting here like a big baby, because I'm hearing what I need to hear. I've had a belief and a measure of faith in God for the last 16 years, which allowed me to live a sober life a day at a time. But I knew that wasn't the end of my journey. I knew something else had to happen. So Esther, my good friend Esther, guided me here. And I came here about a year and a half ago. And I've been listening, and I've been watching, and I've been hearing, and I've been crying, and crying, and crying. And a couple of weeks ago, I felt something has to happen now. Something has to move forward now. So I spoke to Damon. Damon came in the house. We had an in-depth chat. And then we ran out of time because I had to be somewhere. So we arranged another meeting Friday just gone. But in the meantime, I was going up to Glasgow for the Easter weekend to visit family, relatives. And during that weekend, I always go to my mum, who has been gone, well, she's been in heaven for the last 16 years. I always visit her Baptist church in Springburn in Glasgow, see her old friends, have a chat with the minister. So I went there on the Sunday, and the service started, and I started crying again. And then a voice came. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Do this now. And it just felt the right time, the right thing. So I spoke to the minister after the service, and he's like, because he baptised my mum years ago, I watched her get baptised, and his face just lit up, and he was so excited. So we ran to the vestry, and then I'm a Christian now. Thank you very much. So I've always had a belief in God, and Jesus never really get a look in, because I never had the need or the want, never have. Jesus in my life, he died for my sins. So now I'm going to try and show him that I'm worthy of that. So thank you everybody in this church, amazing, thank you.
Isn't God good? Yeah. I was reminded as Colin was speaking that when the words come on our screen, they come over an image of Corby, the town centre of Corby. And I believe that every Sunday we are singing to God for Corby. We're singing words over Corby every Sunday. And our prayer is, and it always has been, that Corby would come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So thank you so much for sharing. Amen.